China and the United States are in the midst of a serious trade war. That much we know, but exactly where we're at is hard to figure out, especially after contradictory statements from President Trump over the last few days. Today, we heard this.
China called last night our top trade people and said, let's get back to the table, so we'll be getting back to the table.
Even that's not been confirmed. But it comes after Trump called his Chinese counterpart America's top enemy, and he said he wants more tariffs. Even so, that whiff of somewhat encouraging news in the trade war was enough to help lift the markets today. Michael Klein teaches economics at the Fletcher School at Tufts University and is editor of Econofact.org. Michael, what is your sense? Are the U.S. and China heading back to the negotiating table?
I think it's very hard to tell at this point because we've been whipsawed back and forth with contradictory information. And in the past, the president has said things about trade deals being completed when in fact they weren't. And we just don't know at this point.
Why do you think the markets appear to be responding positively?
You can't read too much into any small movement of the market. It looked much worse. So people thought things were going to go really badly. Maybe there's a little bit more hope. But again, a small positive move in the markets might reflect things aren't really, really terrible rather than things aren't really, really, really terrible.
How does China see this? I mean, how much is China hurting from this trade war? Is the pain making them reconsider negotiations, do you think?
There's evidence that the Chinese economy is slowing down, and the trade war probably has something to do with that. But the trade war doesn't help us really either. Inflicting pain on the world economy comes back to get us as well.
You know, a lot of people look at the White House and believe that nothing's going on. But, you know, some people do believe that the White House has a strategy to try to separate the U.S. economy from the Chinese economy in terms of reducing interdependence for goods and services. Are you seeing that? And do you think it's a good thing?
I think that there is an effort to separate the United States economy from China, but I don't think that's a good thing. International supply chains are so pervasive now that an effort to try to separate out a country that has been an important part of the international supply chain is going to be very disruptive for firms in the United States.
So finally, how is all this changing the Chinese perception of Washington? What does Beijing see right now? Not just the Trump administration, but what does Beijing see with the U.S. government more broadly?
I think one thing to keep in mind is that Beijing is not a unitary actor. There are different interest groups. There's the People's Bank of China, there's a trade group, and so on. And what they're seeing probably most prominently is the inconsistency in the policy and trying to figure out how to act with that inconsistency. In some ways, people might think that this is a good thing. But on the other hand, the real problem with China has to do with things like intellectual property, things that would have been much better addressed through a multinational effort, through, for example, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But that was scuttled in the very first days of this administration.
Are the Chinese getting any more fluent with the inconsistency in Washington?
I don't think anyone is getting any more fluent with the inconsistency in Washington. By definition, the inconsistency is very difficult to follow.
Michael Klein, professor of economics at Tufts and editor of the Econofact.org newsletter. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.